It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis with the wonderful David Pollack. And, you know, I love talking about beauty. David is the beauty guru, and my strength lies in what we put in our mouths and how we take care of ourselves. And the more fresh whole foods you eat, the better. So we're very excited about Alexandra Caspero, M-A-R-D-C-L-T-R-Y-T. She's the owner of Delish Knowledge and the author of Fresh Italian Cooking for the New Generation. Hello, Alexandra. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. We're so excited to have you. You know, beauty really comes from what we're eating. I see that so much. I mean, obviously, David, it's also in the products that we put on our skin, which is huge. But I notice the cleaner I eat, the more vegetables I eat, the more healthy fats I eat, the more I glow. Tell us how you got into this.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and really just sort of getting back to your point as well. I mean, when you think about the idea that 70 to 80% of our immune system is housed in a gut, in our gut, it really is hardly a surprise that, you know, what's living there is going to have a big impact on overall health, including skin health, you know, sort of that outward health. I got, you know, really interested in beauty, sort of overall, that connection with diet with clients. You know, I would have clients that would come in and talk about things like acne or just the way they were looking. And I noticed, hey, we cleaned up the diet. And, you know, not all the time, but a good percentage of the time, their skin would clear up as well. Or they would notice they would be feeling different and looking different. And so, you know, I was really interested to sort of learn more about that connection and how I could help other people.
Okay, but you talk about eating healthy, and while Lisa has lived that life, our listeners know it's something I've only learned in the past few years, and I continue to learn. My wife helps me all the time. I guess that's the only way I made it simple, because to me, eating healthy can be complicated, because you got to count calories, you got to watch the trans fats, you got to watch this, you got to watch those numbers, you got to read every ingredient label. It's a lot of work,
but not if you just eat whole foods. I have to cut in. Sorry, David. You would cut out all of that, right, Alexandra? If you just didn't eat the processed foods with all the ingredients.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of where I look at it. So, and I totally understand that, David. You know, I don't want healthy eating to feel like another chore, right? Another something that we have to do. But I think if we look at it from a more holistic approach, where we say, okay, we know that processed foods in general, whether we're talking about skin health or just sort of overall health, really aren't the key, right? We want to be limiting those items as much as we can in our diet and instead really fill up on those whole foods. So lots of fruits and vegetables, lots of, you know, even whole grains, healthy fats. You know, most people are not eating enough of those foods anyways. You know, we're too reliant on some of those processed foods. So if we sort of just switch that thinking, a lot of those concerns really kind of go away. And it does become a little bit more easier because we're just focusing on, okay, how do I eat more vegetables? How do I eat, you know, more of those healthy whole food options? It kind of solves everything.
You know, but in today's busy lifestyle, processed food makes it easy, and so does fast food. And I hate to say it, when I pull a fast food restaurant, not that I get it, I will admit, I've gotten out of eating fast food, but my wife is very tiny. She's trying to gain weight, so she'll eat it. But you notice there are a lot of people there that you know have poor diets. And so eating whole foods is a little more complicated. I've gotten more into eating fresh fruits. My wife cuts a lot up for me, and I'm eating them at breakfast and throughout the day as a snack, getting me away from chips and stuff, and I'm enjoying that. But it is a lot of work because they don't stay fresh that long. So every few days we're at the grocery store. So it is a little bit more work. What other type things can I eat that are simple?
Yeah, it's a lifestyle change for sure. And just sort of going back to your fast food point as well, I don't think we have to be, you know, 100% clean or never eat processed foods or sugar-rich foods to see benefits. It's really more about just including more of those items. You know, I think what I like to do with my clients is I say, okay, most of the time we're not eating enough vegetables. You know, when I think about where we need to sort of redefine the diet, that tends to be an easy point. So instead of focusing on so many of those other changes, let's start small. You know, where can we add in maybe 3, 4, even 2 servings of vegetables a day and really focus there? And whether that means that we're going to go for, you know, kind of those pre-cut items that are already done for us, so we are saving time, they are more convenient or even just as convenient as some other processed foods, whether we're, you know, making a lunch option different. So if we're so used to going to the deli for lunch, maybe that's where we get a salad instead. You know, making those small changes, once it becomes that lifestyle shift, tends to be a lot easier then to keep going and to keep building upon those habits.
You know, Alexandra, one of the things that you focus on, which is so important, is a healthy gut. And we really need to get that good bacteria going. And one of the great ways is for eating things that are cultured, like kimchi or sauerkraut or kefir or other things. Talk to us about that and how this makes a difference in our appearance and how we feel.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the state of our gut bacteria really does have a lot to do with the diet. And, you know, we've kind of touched a little bit on the idea of processed foods. And the reason that's important, right, the reason that we even bring that up when we talk about skin health is because a lot of times most of us are walking around with an imbalance of bad bacteria, too much of it, to good, healthy bacteria. And so we need to get the food that our healthy gut, those good sort of microbes like to feed on. And fiber-rich foods are one of those, prebiotic-rich foods are one of those, but fermented foods, like you just mentioned, really are a great source not only of that sort of healthy, good food for the gut, but probiotics. And probiotics can help reduce inflammation. They can help reduce oxidative stress. And both those issues are definitely related to skin issues like acne, just sort of being an easy example.
You know, you're seeing a lot of the fermented foods or the fermenting processes come over to the skincare industry right now. It's a big trend for us, and you'll see a lot in probiotic skincare. But by fermenting sugar cane, and we were able to develop squalene and you know, things naturally found in the body and that work synergistically with the body. I actually worked on a skincare line that is a complete probiotic line. And so what you're saying from a health on the inside can work and work synergistically with what's on the outside. And
absolutely,
fermented skincare, fermented ingredients, we're finding really turn it into a superfood for the skin. And you're seeing so much more benefit on the absorption, et cetera. I'm seeing it from the outside from working in the lab and developing products. But, you know, it makes sense what you're saying from the inside.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I don't look at this as a single pronged approach either, right? You know, I mean, we know the importance of gut health and how that's going to translate. But it's working with all of those things. It's topically, you know, making sure the products that we're putting on our face are also going to help us.
Let me ask you, is there one or two quick foods you'd say that we can incorporate into our diet for a healthier gut? I mean, obviously, we all know yogurt because of commercials, but name a couple that we may not normally think of.
Yeah, you know, one of my favorites is raw sauerkraut. So there's a difference between the sort of processed version that you find in a can and the raw version that you'll find in the refrigerated section. I know sauerkraut is maybe a little bit of a different food, but it's great. I love it, obviously, on sandwiches, on salads, but I'll even snack on it, you know, just a handful or two, a scoop or two of raw sauerkraut. You get used to it, but it tastes pretty good. There's some wonderful flavors out there, and that's kind of a unique food. There's also kimchi we talked about before, yogurt, and kombucha is one of those things that tends to be really popular as well. But I also tend to recommend limiting that one too much just because it does tend to be fairly high in sugar.
Yeah, good point. Good point. So, you know, your website has a lot of this information for us. So I want to invite our listeners to check out the website, deliciousknowledge.com. Alex has a ton of information there. You're going to find a bunch of information of how you can make delicious foods, make it simple, eat healthy, and just have an overall healthier diet. And as we've talked today, is how that can affect us inside and out and improve our beauty, our appearance, our confidence, our health, and just overall healthy living. So, Alex, I want to thank you for joining us today. You've given us a lot of great things to think about. And for someone who doesn't normally eat healthy, I'm learning it from Lisa and our guests, and I'm getting there. But I want to appreciate everything you're saying. And I invite our listeners not only to look for some of the probiotics, but also some of the fermented skincare out there. So we'll tie it all together. Deliciousknowledge.com. I'm David Pollack. I want to thank you for joining us and our beautiful co-host, Lisa Davis. Until next time.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.